Hey everyone. Welcome to Builder's Briefing for March 21st, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed one today. Open source coding agents are having a real moment. There's a big new primitive from Anthropic, some wild security stories, and a super micro co-founder just got charged in a $2.5 billion chip smuggling scheme.
Yeah, that super micro story alone is jaw-dropping, but honestly, the coding agent stuff is what I want to dig into first because it affects basically every developer listening right now.
Let's do it. So two open source coding agent projects are trending hard at the same time. OpenCode, which has about 4,000 engagement on GitHub, calls itself the open source coding agent. And then there's Oh My Open Agent, which just rebranded from Oh My Open Code. And that one's positioning itself as a harness, meaning it wraps multiple agents and models together.
That harness pattern is what I find really compelling, because right now a lot of us are already running different models for different jobs. Like you might use a cheap, fast model for boilerplate, but a reasoning model for architecture decisions. Having a single harness that orchestrates all of that, that's the missing piece.
Exactly. And the bigger signal here is what I'm calling the Linux moment for coding agents. The proprietary tools, Cursor, Copilot, they established the category. But now open source is commoditizing it fast. Within 6 months, coding agents could be as interchangeable as text editors.
Which means the differentiation shifts to workflows, context management, team-specific tuning. If you're building dev tools, you need to plan for a world where users have an autonomous agent running alongside your product, not instead of it. That's a fundamentally different design assumption.
Totally. And speaking of agents getting more capable, Anthropic just shipped channels for Claude Code. This is huge. You can now push external events, webhooks, file changes, CI results, directly into a running coding session. Your agent no longer has to pull for changes. It just reacts.
Oh, that's a game changer for agentic loops. Like imagine your CI fails, and instead of you going and looking at logs, the event just gets pushed straight into your agent session, and it starts fixing the issue. That's the primitive people have been building janky workarounds for.
Right, and there's a nice companion piece trending on Hacker News about being intentional with how AI changes your codebase. The core argument is, without explicit style guides and architectural constraints for your AI tools, your code diverges fast. If your team just adopted coding agents and things already feel inconsistent, that's worth a read. Link in the briefing.
I've literally seen this happen. You let three different developers loose with agents and no guardrails, and 2 weeks later you've got three different architectural patterns in the same repo. Style guides for AI aren't optional anymore.
Also worth a quick mention. There's a new Figma console MCP server that connects AI agents directly to your Figma design system. Design token extraction, component creation, the whole deal. If you're building design-to-code pipelines, this bridges the gap really cleanly.
Nice. MCP integrations just keep expanding. That's a clear trend.
All right, DevTools. The UV Python Package Manager from Astral is still picking up steam. If you haven't tried it yet, it replaces pip, pip tools, pipx, poetry, and virtual lens all in one Rust-powered tool that resolves dependencies in milliseconds. For ML projects with those gnarly dependency trees, it's a real-time saver.
I switched over a couple months ago, and I genuinely can't go back. The speed difference is absurd, like going from dial-up to fiber, especially for AI projects where you've got PyTorch and a million transitive dependencies.
Also, love this tiny show HN project called Sonar. It just shows you all processes bound to localhost ports, and lets you kill them. One thing, done well.
Every developer has rage quit a port conflict at 2 a.m. That's going straight in my .dot files.
And the big one. Vulkan Compute Shaders are landing in FFmpeg for video encode and decode. This means GPU-accelerated encoding without vendor-specific APIs. More portable, more predictable performance across hardware.
That's massive for anyone building video pipelines. No more being locked to NVENC or QuickSync. Vulkan runs everywhere.
Okay, security. This section is wild today. TrustedSec found a third and fourth way to authenticate to Azure without generating sign-in logs. If you rely on Azure AD logs for security monitoring or compliance, you have blind spots right now.
Wait, third and fourth? So they keep finding these and Microsoft hasn't fully closed them off. That's terrifying for anyone whose incident response starts with, let's check the sign-in logs.
Yeah, review the full disclosure, link in the briefing, and pressure Microsoft on this. Attackers can operate undetected in your tenant. And then there's the story. Le Monde tracked the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle in real time using Strava fitness data from the crew.
That is both hilarious and horrifying. And the lesson for builders is real. If your app collects location data, even indirectly through health or fitness APIs, you are a potential intelligence leak, designed for location data minimization from day one.
Quick startup news. Clockwise, the AI calendar tool, got acquired by Salesforce. If you integrated with their API, check for deprecation timelines. But the bigger signal, standalone AI productivity tools keep getting absorbed into platforms.
The classic advice keeps proving out. Build integrations, not destinations. If your whole product is a feature that Salesforce or Microsoft would bolt on, you're an acquisition target, not a company.
And Archive is declaring independence from Cornell, becoming its own organization. For anyone who depends on Archive's API for research tools, paper aggregation, or training data pipelines, independence likely means better API investment and governance long term. That's a quiet but important one.
Yeah, Archive basically underpins all of ML research. Anything that stabilizes and improves that infrastructure is a win.
All right, wrapping up. The pattern today is crystal clear. Open source coding agents are commoditizing fast, and the value is shifting from just having an AI coder to orchestrating agents with the right context.
If you're building developer tools, ship MCP integrations, event-driven hooks, machine-readable APIs, designed for users who have an always-on coding agent. That's the world we're in now.
And if you're using AI to write code, invest this weekend in setting explicit architectural constraints and style guides before your code base diverges beyond recognition. Seriously, a couple hours now saves weeks of cleanup later.
Couldn't agree more. Go fork one of those open source agents, set up some guardrails, and see how it feels. The tooling is finally ready.
That's it for today's Builders Briefing. All the links, projects, and details are in the show notes. We'll be back next time. Until then, ship something great.
See you all next time.